This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. Shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you.
Good evening, everyone.
Well, hello and welcome to FUBAR Radio.
Welcome.
Stephen, what a show we've got.
And that is no lie. It really isn't.
They're all in the studio. It is going to be a packed house.
Carnage.
And, well,
judging by what's going on outside, it's
I can't even tell you. The photographers to get through, for starters. But Zara Holland is here, straight off the Loose Women set.
Woman of the day, Zara Holland.
Did you watch it?
I certainly did. I was watching in shock, agog,
at the Loose Ladies.
Well, they were definitely going for it and gunning for her about the old sex on the TV thing. She knows that. She knows they were going to ask that.
Listen, she knew that. Zara can stand up for herself.
And she certainly did that.
I'm glad. And I really need your tweets. We need to hear what you've got to think about it. If you saw Loose Women today,
yeah,
or you want any questions for Zara, she's going to be in the studio shortly. And we've also got someone else.
Yes, Grant Bovey.
Grant. And do you know what? I've heard so much about Grant. So many ways.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm very good friends with Anthea Turner, who's a dear friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Grant, straight out of the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Yeah.
So questions for him too, please.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy show.
I've been told what to say, what not to say. It's too close for comfort, this one. Let me tell
That's
you.
That's fine, Lizzie. I'll ask those questions that you feel uncomfortable asking.
You can ask him. And we've also got Jem Lucy.
Yes, very exciting. We're going to find out all about what's going on with her and Gaz Beadle.
She's in the studio, yeah, and she's taking no prisoners.
I mean, honestly, I don't
think
we're
nervous on this show. I think I need a drink.
I don't think we're fully prepared for what's about to come, are we?
Well, you know what? I didn't expect what happened today on Loose Women, I have to say.
No.
I was a little bit shocked.
Yes,
I think, and we've got to remember, Zara's a young girl, she's 21.
Exactly, and I think that was what people were mostly upset by, is the fact that there's a young 21-year-old girl, she's fully admitted that she shouldn't probably have done what she did, but she did it, so what are you going to do? You have to move forward.
We're going
to
hear her opinion on
exactly,
the day.
Exactly, exactly.
But let me, I love Loose Women, it's one of my favourite shows.
Is it? I can see you on the panel, babes.
Well, they got to get a bit of glam on there. I tell you, someone who speaks from there, but they need someone who's a bit level-headed on things. And I found we're in modern day times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not against the law to have sex. Did you know that?
Well,
and sex on TV.
Apparently not. Apparently everyone's at it, apart from me.
And let me tell you something else.
What?
I'm quite upset with some of the ladies, how they behave today, and I will tell you more later.
Okay, well, we've got...
I'm
sure Zara is as well.
But, you know, we've got Zara here in the actual studio, and she is raring to go. She is raring, and bless her.
I have to ask you, Lizzie, did you miss me last week?
I so missed you.
Do you know what? I was devastated not to be here.
But I had Andy West, who was very good, I have to say. Andy West from Big Brother is actually a sweet, nice guy. He's a journalist.
So he knew
his stuff. But obviously, of course, I missed him.
Well, thank God.
I missed you, and I missed your mum listening in and doing a
she
little...
She didn't care. She listened again.
Good, I'm pleased, Louise.
I was a bit... My evening was going to see Victoria, the new ITV big drama thing.
Right.
I wouldn't bother watching it again.
So you should have been in with me.
Should have been here, shouldn't I?
You missed all the action. It was quite funny because obviously we had quite a few mad guests in ourselves last week, which got quite mad.
I mean, it's been
could get word in edgeways.
Couple of mad weeks, really, isn't it?
It has. But
And rested though, right?
I have I just flew in from Mallorca, the most beautiful part. Let me tell you,
up
in the mountains. But there's not much Wi-Fi, so it was hard. I tried to get my little Twitter pictures out there.
Do your friends not have Wi-Fi in there?
Well, they do, but we're up in the mountains,
it's a bit
tricky. And did you like my cowboy hat?
I loved your cowboy hat.
Thank you.
The tassly bikini.
Oh, we love a tassel, right? We love a tassel.
Yeah, we saw a lot of you.
Thank you.
As we are tonight as well.
I have to go to an event after, and they sent me this outfit here to the studio, and my God, it's not much of an outfit. I've got pins trying to keep it together. God, Bovey's eyes are going to be like the snake from Jungle Book.
So you've been away, but have you been catching up on Celebrity Big Brother? Because I am obsessed.
Can I tell you what I did?
Go on.
I got home yesterday, and it was early hours of the morning. I couldn't quite sleep. And I thought, I know what? I'm going to watch them all back to back.
Oh,
and it's great because I can fast forward.
Any of the crap bits?
Yeah, the adverts. But wow, God, Aubrey and James Well.
Oh, God.
That kicked off.
I mean...
The Bear, obviously, it's the Bear show.
I can't stand Bear. And I want to speak to Gemma Lucy about this because I know she's a fan of his. But for me, I don't know if he's being different in the house to how he was on his other shows, but I can't stand it.
But he is making... the show because he is TV gold. I know. Imagine living with him. But how
but
he gets away with it.
He's taking the piss.
Pouring that oil. I mean, that was
pouring the
wrong.
Coffee, pouring the oil, like dropping the eggs on purpose.
And he winds everyone up to Heavy D. Can you imagine? Seven people in this house don't like you and pretend they like, and it winds everyone up so then he reacts.
But do you think what's happened is someone's told him, go in there, be an idiot. It will pay off in the end.
Well, we're going to ask Grant because he can't wait to get in this studio.
We've got plenty of questions to ask
and
Grant.
I
think he's dodged a bullet.
I think he has, darling. Get your money and run, I say. Right, we're going to play a quick track. And then we do have the one and only Grant Bovey in the studio. So please tweet in to us at FUBA Radio for all your questions.
With a masterpiece, to waste time with a masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me.
You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously.
You say that about every track, Lizzie.
No, I really do.
We've got our first guest in the studio, haven't we?
I'm so excited.
Now, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
She is very excited.
What, 12 maybe? 13?
No.
Grant Bovey, ladies and gentlemen. Grant Bovey.
It's Grant Bovey.
Hi.
Straight out of the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Well, almost straight out.
You survived it.
Has it been a week now?
Well, you say I survived it. I'm not sure I actually did. I think I'll be mentally scarred for the rest of my life.
I've got to say, Grant, because obviously I feel I know you, because obviously through Anthea.
Of course.
Being a very good friend of mine, but we haven't actually properly met, have we?
No, strangely, I feel like I've known you for 15 years.
You dodged a bullet there.
We've never met. Anthea speaks very highly of you.
Oh, thank you, Grant. That's very sweet to hear. But I have to say, I thought you came across very well. In the house.
Well, do you know what? It's always a gamble when you do a reality show on the scale of Celebrity Big Brother, because you never quite know how they're going to cut you in the edit suite.
Yeah.
I mean, they have 24 hours of footage that they've got to edit into about 50 minutes. Now, strangely...
And with like 15 other people as well.
And with like 42 camera angles to choose from. So at any given time, there's probably 4 or 5 different conversations that they're looking at. Are we going to transmit this or not? Now, weirdly, I haven't watched one programme back.
Really?
because I'm not kind of in the mood yet. I'm sure I will.
Yeah.
But people have told me, you know, a few bits and bobs that went out.
I bet, because your girls, I've met your lovely girls, and they were such good supporters. I saw them on Twitter. And
But Lizzie, my overriding intention was I must not embarrass my children. They warned me.
So that's snog with Frankie.
Well, there you go. There you go. And I was, we
things
were.
Happen.
Well, things happen.
I thought that won the show for you, personally. Well, I thought, wow.
You know what? It was. There was a little bit of risk involved in that. And the back of my head was, don't embarrass your children. But I knew they knew me well enough to know it was a gag. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny because Frankie and I were in the room next door. We had literally 15 minutes to prepare. And you may remember,
it was shock value. Had to shock, wasn't it?
We had to. We had to get an expression on the other side's face, basically. So we came up with the sketch of Chloe removing her bra, and Chloe's a very large lady.
She makes me look flat.
Yeah, she's a very well enhanced lady. Mm-hmm. And then Frankie and I came up with this idea of us kissing. And Frankie said, right, great, now we have to practice. And I said, Frankie, I'm not being funny, but if you think I'm going to stand in this room snogging you, practicing, I'm not going to do it. And he said, but we have to practice, Grant, because if we don't, it's not going to come across as authentic. And if it's not authentic, the gag won't work. And I said, Frankie, can I swear?
Yeah, you can swear.
F off. I said, I will nail it. And he said, no, you won't. I said, Frankie, leave it to me. And after it was over, he said, do you know what? He said, that was the best kiss. And he bit my lips.
What a ringing endorsement.
It actually looked like you both quite enjoyed it. It was a good kiss.
Let's not
push
it.
I'm trying to raise it from my memory bank.
Yes, I would understand
but
that.
But it was shocked.
I've still got the scar.
So how do you feel about your time in the house now, looking back?
Do you know what? It is a very strange experience. Mm-hmm. And it was very surreal for me. When I stood at those doors, when I kind of went in, mm-hmm. and the doors come back and that staircase is in front of you and you are glancing down onto a set that I've been watching, mm. I don't know how old yeah. Big no, Brother yeah, is, yeah. 15
yeah.
years?
Yeah.
And of course, Anthea did the very first
exactly,
Celebrity
she
Big
did
Brother.
The first
she did.
One.
With
the
Vanessa.
The charity version.
Yeah. The charity
well, you
version.
Didn't get a fee, silly girl.
And on a slightly different scale.
Yes.
But you look down that staircase and you think, oh yeah. My God.
Daunting, I bet.
Daunting. Mm. And you walk down the stairs and you're with a group of people, some of whom I didn't know from a bowl
no,
of soap, if
I
I'm
didn't.
Honest. And you think in,
some of the viewers
I'm in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Mm-hmm. And that first hour to me, and you won't remember, but in that first night, they got us in the garden, we had headphones on, and we were having to dance.
Silent disco.
Yes,
silent
right,
disco.
That's right.
And I am dancing, and I'm the worst dancer in the world, and I'm thinking, what have you done? What have you done?
I did notice your moves.
They're terrible, and I said, right, reverse the clock. Because I knew I
get
was
me
going
out of
in.
Here.
Get me! It was like I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here! And it was madness. But people often say to me since I've been out, "Are you glad you did it?" 1,000%. I've ticked that box.
Because mm-hmm. you were a big fan of the show, weren't you, before?
I'm a big fan of the show. Yeah. Well, I watched the last one a lot because
yes.
Darren Day is a mate of mine.
Yes.
I've known Darren for many years. Love Darren.
Yeah.
And so I'm really. I feel privileged to have been asked to do it,
yeah.
if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
I've ticked that box. But anyone who is thinking of going in, Lizzie, maybe the January version, let me buy you lunch and
okay,
let me
I'll
tell you the downside.
I'll keep you to that.
Yeah.
Grant, well, no, I thought you were very brave to do it, actually, because yeah. it's tough and you don't know what's going on in the outside world. You haven't got your phone.
It's a funny old cast this year as well. There's, we were talking before, weren't we?
See, Bear, I have to say, Bear, what is he like? Because it feels to me
yeah,
it's the Bear show.
It's an act, isn't
Bear
it?
Is a huge act. Bear, listen, well, I went in. I didn't really think about the way I was going to behave. I just tried to be myself, if I'm honest. There were people in there that had clearly got some sort of master plan.
Been briefed.
and they knew exactly what they were going to do. And Bear is in there to shock. Mm-hmm. Okay, now he was quite entertaining for a few days. You know, but now I'm kind of keeping up to date. I'm dipping in and out of it at the moment. But he's really beginning to annoy me now.
He's just an idiot.
I mean, it's too much like the pouring of the oil. And
but he's do anything to attract attention. And if I was in there, I would be going potty now. Mm. And poor
because I thought you had quite a nice balance because you got on with the younger ones, but you still spoke to James Whale and the rest of the gang
Biggins
as well.
And, all that.
And actually, James Whale, you know, initially came across as a very hard-nosed radio journalist, a bit like you two.
Please.
But there's a real soft side
to
James Whale.
Yeah, there is a soft side.
And there was one occasion, and I don't think they transmitted this, where he actually broke down one day and was in tears. Because I think this is common knowledge, but many years ago he had a cancer scare.
Kidney cancer.
And we were talking about cancer, and he broke down, and I put my arm around him. And there is a soft side to James Whale, but James Whale will be gagging to get out that house.
Oh, yeah, you can tell.
I've known James for 15 years. I'm actually a patron of his charity, but I feel he's had enough.
Well, do you know what he said?
And that Aubrey fight, obviously.
I will be in contact with James when he gets out. But the thing is with Celebrity Big Brother, people tend to remember the first one out, i.e. Jibo.
I have to say, I thought the snog had won it for you. I didn't think. I spoke to Anthony the other day before. I said, Grant, you know, he's staying. Grant is staying.
Yeah, well,
and we both were saying, I think he's going to do it. And it was close. It was very close.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. You're kind of sitting there on the evening, and obviously you're live. They go live, and it's between me and James. And I probably thought it was maybe 50-50.
I thought
James was going to go.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't come across well on... Do you know what I mean?
Listen, I'm a friend, but I'm doing Save the Whale.
Yeah.
And I've got Mrs. W texting me. But I do love James. There's a soft side, as you say.
There is a soft side.
And I don't think it's showing so much.
No, it's a shame.
But as you say, it's the editing. I know, because you did a really good speech of why to save yourself. Oh. And they edited it out, didn't they?
Do you know what? I made the best speech of my life. and I thought, that's going to be amazing.
Winner.
That's going to nail it for me. And I said a few sorries to a few people and whatever. And they showed about 10 seconds of the end.
Yeah,
so it's very strange. I think they have a game plan. I think in the edit suite, the producers have a game plan. And Bear is obviously the fool, the antagonistical fool. And he goads you. Bear will be in your face, goading you into an argument. And with Heavy, it was worse than that. There was one night. Do you remember the night?
Heavy D, let me just tell you.
Yeah.
He would have done my total
head. But do you know what? They didn't show the nice side of Heavy D. He's actually not a bad lad. I'm going to stick up for Heavy D here. He's very annoying.
Colin.
I can't call him Heavy D.
Colin. He's obviously got a split personality.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he can be annoying, but they only showed the annoying side of him on the telly. He's actually a nice boy. I got on with him well, but you remember that there was an argument one night between Bear and him, and they kicked Bear out of the house.
Oh, that was
hours.
When he That's put his foot on.
Do you know what? What they didn't show was how violent Bear was being with him in the bedroom. Bear was in his face saying, go on, hit me. You better hit it and you better make it a good one, because after you've hit me, I'm going to get up and I'm going to hit you back so hard.
Wow.
And he was wanting...
That's just disgusting.
That's just total goading, massive fight.
Concentrate. You only saw on the telly just a snippet of what went on that night.
Wow. So in a way, we're not seeing the full picture. But I've got to ask about Biggins. I'm getting lots of questions coming through. Christopher Biggins, because he is, you know, was the darling of TV1, I'm a Celeb,
and
a little treasure here. But that was quite shocking, some of his comments.
Well,
and you were in one of the conversations.
I'll give you the inside story. Biggins and I got on very well. And we used to spend a lot of our time, you know, telling jokes to each other, again, most of which never made the air. And what happens is you get in a conversation, but you have to think of it like you're having dinner with six of your closest friends. You forget there's 2 million people watching. And he said a few things, and his remark that he made to Katie, quite honestly, I heard it And I thought, that you know, not sure about that. But I never, it never registered with me. It was something that would be bad enough. And I completely understand the sensitivity of it, and I'm not defending anything he said at all. But
did the penny drop?
No, the penny didn't drop to the extent that they said, would Biggins come to the diary room? And off he disappeared, which is not unusual, because you
go asking people to go in all
two or three times a day. And then he didn't come back for like half an hour, and then Big Brother came on and said, and these are the words they said, and this wasn't broadcast. They said Biggins has been removed from the house.
Wow.
So we all said collectively, oh, it's a gag. He's doing a trial.
Yeah.
There's something going on. Mm. And they could obviously hear us saying, oh, it's a, you know, whatever. And then 5 minutes later, Big Brother came back on and said, no, Biggins has been removed from the house. And we all sat round trying to think,
why?
Yeah. And none of us, to a man, came up with the actual reasons why. I thought it was because he'd been talking about nominations. Because he was talking to me about that, and I thought, they hate you doing that.
Yeah, they do. You get punished.
That's why he's gone. And clearly, it wasn't. And I
because the AIDS and the bisexual stuff was rather strange. It's just weird.
Yeah.
And I know Biggins. He's a really nice guy.
Whereas I'm a Celebrity, maybe want to big you up sometimes, CBB want to tear you down a bit. So if you'd say and do things.
Well, he was horrified. I mean, I spoke to him.
How is he doing?
He's gone away for a bit, hasn't he?
I don't know, but he was genuinely horrified. And he was so apologetic. And the thought of him upsetting somebody in that way horrified him, absolutely horrified
him. And was Katie very upset?
She was at the time, which I completely and utterly understand, but 5 minutes later it had gone away.
Right.
And we'd moved on.
It was sad. I feel for Biggins.
Yeah.
But then you can't
one.
Get away with saying stuff like that. As you say, there's cameras everywhere.
But you have to think of it, Lizzie, like you are at a dinner table with six of your closest friends. Because within 24 hours, and everybody says this who does reality television, you do forget the cameras are there. Mm. And there's 45 cameras in the Big Brother house. You can't go anywhere. Mm. Well, the only place you can go and have sex is the toilet.
Yeah, what do you make of old, Chloe and Bear and Marnie and Lewis?
Who on earth? You know,
Who would do it on that show?
Well, it and clearly, you know, in the normal Big Brother, they do have cameras in the toilets.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, can you imagine sitting on the toilet knowing someone in the gallery is watching you while you're doing whatever you're doing? So for the celebrity one, they take the cameras out, but they leave the microphones in.
Oh, no. It's
so
awful.
They can't see you, but they can hear you.
They're all hearing.
Oh, and I've got to say, well, we've got to ask the question because they're all asking Marnie now because they portrayed that you were a bit sweet on her.
Yeah, no, it was a TV gag that was slightly portrayed. I mean, it was kind of, we just got on.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, even
girl.
For me, she's too young. Even for me, and that is saying something. Even for grandbaby, Marnie is too young.
Too young.
Definitely.
Really?
Do you know what, actually, that's something I wanted to bring up. You went on to This Morning, didn't you?
I did.
And Eamon and Ruth, you were doing a thing about cheating partners, weren't you?
Oh,
yes.
And they seemed to...
They thought that was very brave of me to take
Well, but also
them.
They
was
seemed...
Was it a debate?
Yes, it was. You've done them before, haven't you? Did you find... I thought that they were kind of going for you a bit. It felt a bit uncomfortable
you know
at times.
I don't think she'll mind...
But you must be friends with Eamon, you know.
I wouldn't say I'm friends. I've known him, obviously. I'll share something with you, because Ruth... I don't know Ruth very well, but at the end of the interview, she actually came up to me and she apologised and said, look, I'm sorry if it appeared I was a bit, you know, rough and tumble in there. She said, but I'm a journalist and I wouldn't be doing my job properly. And I completely and utterly respect that with professional journalism.
Yeah.
You know, she's not my friend. I'm not there because I'm Ruth's friend. I'm there because I've just come out of Big Brother. Some of the things I did were slightly controversial. My history is controversial.
Yeah.
Of course she's going to make life slightly difficult for me. But I don't, genuinely have a problem with that. I'd rather go in to this morning and them ask me some difficult questions, which I answered very honestly.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
You know,
as opposed
to them saying,
it's a good one.
You know,
it's a good one.
You know what you're doing for Christmas. You know,
yeah,
yeah,
it's fine.
But Grant, does it annoy you with them keep bringing up the past? And obviously, Anthea at the time, obviously very well known.
Do you know what? If I read another article in the Daily Mail that recites what I was doing, you know, 15, 16 years ago, Anthea and I are both bemused that there is the interest that there seems to be in Anthea and Grant. You know, we've been separated now for 3 years.
Yeah.
Anthea is doing her own thing and getting on with her life. I'm trying to get on with mine. We do sit there sometimes and think, why on earth?
It's such an interest.
Are people vaguely interested? You know,
and actually, you're both friends, and she was very supportive of you.
We're really good friends. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
Anthea and I speak to each other every other day. You know, she's still the most brilliant stepmother to my three children, and I'll always be thankful to her for that.
They're lovely girls, by the way.
They're lovely girls, and they've been through a lot because of what I've put them through, which is things I'm not particularly proud about. But yeah, Anthea is my best friend, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That is nice and rare.
I wish my ex would say that.
Okay, so I mean,
we won't get him. Now, I've got to say, were any of the contestants in there that really, the celebs, wound you up? I think, was it a certain loose woman? Sierra Desert.
I'm going to be careful here.
Yes, please.
Because
she might be a guest on loose woman.
Sierra sees herself as a very hard-nosed journalist, and to be fair to her, that's what she now does for a living.
Yeah.
You know, she's on Loose Women, but her character in the Big Brother house was no different to the persona that you would see on Loose Women.
Mm-hmm.
She's very provoking. She's very self-assured, and she's very opinionated.
Mm.
And if you don't agree with her, then it's my way or the highway.
Mm.
You know, that's the way she thinks.
Because she was quite abrupt with some of her questions. I don't know whether you've seen it yet, because you haven't watched it back. But with Bear, when they were in the bathroom, she was like, "Have you hit anyone?
Have you hit anyone?"
No, no, no. She was very abrasive, and she didn't. I got on with her fine for 2 or 3 days, and then for whatever reason, we kind of didn't get on.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be disrespectful to her, but she was an interesting
the
person.
The best thing you can ever say about someone is that they're interesting, aren't they?
She was an interesting person to share the Big Brother house with.
Well, Grant, honestly, we could talk to you all evening.
I love it.
I've got so many more stories. Can I come back next week?
Yes.
Can I come back next
week? Come on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
We've got Grant. We love Grant.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Grant, you came across very well. I thought
we
you handled
impressed.
Yourself very well.
That's very kind. Well, thank you.
There were a few sticky moments, shall we say.
Well, Ryland, obviously, I did the bit on the side, you know, for two shows afterwards, and Ryland said to me, he said, "Grant, if you wanted to potentially change the perception of yourself with the great British public," he says, "well done, because I think you might have done it."
Yeah,
really?
I agree.
And I agree with him, actually, because I thought you came across very well, Grant.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
Obviously, I've heard a few different stories.
I'm sure you have. I'm
but
sure.
I have to say, I said to Anthony, I really like him.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
you came
very,
across very well.
Sweet of you. And whenever you get bored and you need more stories, just call me.
we will.
Boom!
Boom! Oh, Christ, don't do that.
G-bo!
Jesus Christ, don't do that.
G-bo, I love G-bo.
Well, Grant, thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a delight. Thank you so very much.
It's so lovely to see you. And I'll tell Anthony, you're very well behaved.
That's very kind.
She just
texted
me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grant.
We'll play a quick track, and then we've got our next guest, Zara, in the
studio. Zara Holland.
Took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but fuck it, it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul, sad soul. Darling, oh, I know
我下种却种shot. I get along with old timers cause my name's a reminder of a pop song people forgot. And I can't keep a girl, no, cause as soon as the sun comes up I cut them all loose and work's my excuse. But the truth is I can't open up. If you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me, you don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know we're sad souls, sad souls, darling. Oh, I know we're sad souls, sad souls.
Presents.
The Hannah Whitson Show.
My sex ed in school was like, I had to put a condom on a test tube. Mine started rolling back up because I had to put it on the wrong way around. That education was very sex negative. Here's how you don't get pregnant. Here's how you don't get an STI. Look at all these disgusting STIs. For years, I thought that if anyone had an STI, I was like, you're disgusting. And now, I know some friends of mine that have like had chlamydia, gonorrhea, blah, blah, blah. So go get checked out down below.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitson Show,
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Everyone.
Well, we just had a lovely Grant in, and now...
What a nice guy, may I add?
What a lovely guy, what a lovely guy. And from one lovely person to another.
Well, it's my dear friend, and I want to give her a big hug today. It is the one and only Zara Holland.
Woman of the day, who knew?
Woman of the day, gosh.
What a day,
what a day.
I just said, pop into the studio. Yeah. I didn't know any of this was going to happen beforehand.
No, well, I didn't either.
So for those that don't know...
I appeared on Loose Women today, which was great, and I came face to face with the Miss Great Britain Dionne Robertson that's taken my place.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing her crown.
No, not wearing her crown. You've kept your crown.
Yeah, but
I've got my crown.
You
kept it and don't give it back. No. That's what I say.
No, I worked really hard for it. I'm proud to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all fine. You know, there's been a little bit in the press that Loose Women were a bit harsh on me, but I guess I can't go on a show like that expecting they're all going to be, you know, nicey-nicey to me.
Well, I mean, Loose Women have got to do their job.
Of course
journalists
they do.
At the end of the day.
Exactly.
But it did feel a little bit one-sided. I have to say, there was
one point where I might have been on the verge of tears, but I was like, right, hold it together, stick up for myself, and that's what I had to do.
Oh, sorry.
But since then, in the press, it says that I was very aggressive and had to be restrained from the ITV studios in the green room. Well, I've never heard so many lies in all of my whole entire life.
Can you tell us, for the audience, what actually happened? So they got a bit feisty. I could see June was getting quite... excitable.
Yeah, and this is all live on TV. Yep. Everything finished.
How was Katie after? Price to you? Can I ask?
Yeah, Katie was nice. Yeah. So we all had a very interesting chat, And like I said, I had my pictures after, everything was fine. We all went back to the green room. Dion was there and she was lovely. She came over, we cleared the air. I haven't got an issue with Dion at all. Wished her all the best of the future. My taxi was outside, I got in my taxi, and I actually went across the road to the pub with some of the guys from ITV because I've just signed two really exciting new projects with ITV.
Great.
And that was my day.
And then suddenly
and then suddenly I get all of this. Mm. And when, you know, when you're reading something, it's like actually true. I can't even believe it.
As in you were confused
really
if it might have happened and you've forgotten it.
No, because it's just so saying everyone that knows me knows I am not that type of person.
Not.
And I don't want people thinking that. Like, it really didn't happen.
Well, you're putting the record straight.
I'm putting the record straight.
You did not, you weren't restrained.
No, and
you
I'm left not aggressive.
You're not aggressive.
Anything.
Maybe a little upset with being, you felt they were kind of ganging on you slightly, weren't they? But as you say, they want, you know, that's what they do. Loose Women is a feisty old show.
Yes.
Exactly.
And you did know that Dion was going to be on there. It wasn't like it was some big...
Oh, of course, yeah. No,
gotcha
I knew
thing.
Everything. No,
yeah.
Not at all. And like I said, I'm a fan of Loose Women. I will always continue to watch it. And like Lizzie said, that's their job. That's what we've got to do. It's a discussion. So,
but it was a hell of a day. Great viewing, I suppose, when you're having a cup of tea. And
it certainly was when I was watching it this afternoon. The whole office stopped for a good couple of minutes.
Who was the panel today?
So the panel was Katie Price.
She stayed quite quiet, didn't she?
She did a little bit. She stuck up for me a little bit, I guess.
I guess.
June and...
Andrea.
Was there anything particular one of them had said that kind of cut you a little bit and thought, actually... That is out of order.
Do you know what? It went really quick, so I can't...
Yeah. You can't remember it.
Exactly what they said, but I know that June and Sherry were not very happy about the situation. But I had just said what I had to say.
But can I just say this?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Great Britain, yeah, it is a well-established a pageant,
yeah.
But is it not a little bit old-fashioned to say, you know... You can't have sex, because really that's what they're saying. You've got your crown taken away for having sex.
Yeah.
Okay, it was on TV, but it's not illegal.
No,
I haven't committed a crime.
You
I
did tell them
anyone.
You were going on the show.
That's the thing. Yeah. It wasn't like
they fully supported me going on to Love Island. They did a written letter of consent, and it was great. You know, maybe if they'd done the homework a bit more or really show what it was about, maybe they shouldn't have totally let me.
Yeah, it's
go
called
on.
Love Island. It's not about
if they wouldn't have
fishing.
Let you, you would have been okay with that, and you would have just carried on.
Of course. Do you know what? Lizzie knows I was so busy anyway. I was attending events, I was doing my charity work, I was promoting the Miss Great Britain brand so much. I hired a PR company with my own personal savings to sort of get me out there, because realistically nobody knew who I was, and it wasn't about getting my name out there, it was promoting the Miss Great Britain brand that I was so proud to have won.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to the World Finals, which are in October, so that is why I did it. I worked so hard, promoted their brand for free. Yes, they never asked me to, but gosh, when you're winning an amazing title like that, you've got to do the best you can.
And
you
were sincerely gutted when they took the crown away.
Absolutely,
weren't you?
Still am. I never went on that show, and this hand on my heart, like saying, oh yes, I'm going to have sex on TV. I never ever did that, even if I met the guy of my dreams on there, because I do agree, I think there is a time and the place to have sex.
If you could live it again, would you not do that?
I'm 1,000%.
Would you not go on the
biggest
show?
Biggest regret of my life. No, I'd definitely go on the show, but I would never have did what I did in The Hideaway.
And that's the troubling thing right now. So, because obviously you went on Loose Women, you had to talk about it there. You're talking about it here. Are you worried that you're never going to be able to escape it, or are you hoping that whatever these projects are that you've got coming up will hopefully turn the tables?
I just think I'm a really busy girl at the moment, and I feel really lucky for the opportunities that I've got and had and that are coming up. And I'm thankful for the public to support me. So,
and they do.
Well, they really do.
The comments on Twitter today were very supportive towards you.
Yeah, and I'm so, so thankful. I really can't stop saying thank you enough. But I guess it probably will always be a little topic that will pop up. But it's my own fault.
Sara, we all make mistakes. We're
Christ,
human.
When I was 20. I was 20 years old. And I know my mum.
It was only a couple of months ago, darling. But you know, you're young. People make mistakes.
Yes.
You had a few drinks. The moment. And that show,
I mean, the show itself.
And I was in the Hideaway as well. It was like a private bedroom. It wasn't in front of everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
And people are going, oh, there's cameras and stuff. But you don't see the cameras. There's not like a cameraman stuff.
But was
there.
It hard to, because you're in that environment, they all work at it, let's yeah. say. And then do you kind of feel a bit of a pressure to feel it was I'm the only one that isn't?
It wasn't at all. Like, don't get me wrong, there was times where I did feel like the odd one out. But I think that's just typical me. I'm very unlucky in love. But I never just did it because I felt like, oh, I have to fit in with everybody else. It literally was in the moment. We were in the Hideaway. I'm a massive lightweight. I can't drink champagne, and silly old me had two glasses of champagne. We had a mojito as well, and it all went wrong from there. But
you wouldn't regret doing Love Island?
Not at all. Love Island was a massive experience for me, total life experience.
It was a huge.
Learned
this
a lot
year
about myself.
Massive.
Never been away from home before, never been on a girls' holiday or anything like that. So this was a really big step for me. And it was totally great. I've met friends for life, and like I said, the experience was great.
So what do you feel about the winning couple? Nathan and Cara.
Oh, I'm so happy for them.
They felt like it was genuine with them.
Right? It is genuine. They are so real. I love them both to bits. I'm so happy for them. They did their debut on TOWIE, which was great. So yeah, they're very busy moving in together as well.
Oh yeah,
so.
I read that.
It's all happening, darling.
They
it's
seem
all
to,
happening.
I haven't met anyone from Love Island who has a bad word to say about them. Really, they
no,
seem
they're
to
amazing.
Be
honestly,
like,
they're a genuine couple.
Genuine,
aren't they?
Lovely, lovely couple, and I wish them all the best for the future.
Was gripping. It honestly, and I was watching it with my boys, and they were getting so embarrassed, saying, "Mum, we can't watch this show." It was loads up. But Zara, you're glad you did it. You came across very well.
Thank
it was
you.
A shame you had to leave because your mum wasn't great.
No,
well.
My mum wasn't very well at all. No, but she is getting better. Thank you.
Did you expect the kind of, you know, well, just attention you got since you've left? Because it's been mega, hasn't it?
It has been insane. Like, there's not been a day gone by where someone has said, oh, can I have a selfie, or just well done, or just generally want to chat to me.
Is that a nice feeling, or are you still getting used to it?
It kind of feels in a really weird way sort of normal now, but right. It's so odd.
Yeah,
I'm just a normal person. Can I have a selfie? I'm like, yeah, as long as a good filter on there.
Just flicking through those films.
That's my girl.
And I have my clothing range, and I'm getting back into my acting. I've had a couple of castings already. We're doing autumn winter with my clothing range because it's gone so well. So yeah, it's
all coming. And ITV, as you say, they've offered you a couple of. Can you say?
Yeah,
what
I can't
could
say
be?
What, but I have signed. For two shows. so what
you see?
Can't say anything. But like I said, do you know what?
Stick that up really your bum, June, from Lace Women.
It just really hurt that there's the lies today.
Hmm.
It really, really hurts.
But obviously someone's said that's what happened, and you can put it right, and hopefully you can get the right story out there. And you left actually just, you know, you did what you
well,
have to
like
do.
A
you stuck
person.
Up for yourself. You stuck up for yourself.
Yeah.
And I actually think Miss Great Britain owe you an apology, because I don't like the way they did it. They actually contacted the Sun before contacting
Sarah.
Yeah,
they rang my mum.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
For maximum publicity.
Oh, well.
But, darling,
onwards and upwards,
two new TV shows and lots of exciting stuff.
Maybe
out
you
there.
Should go for, what's the other one, Miss England or something?
I did Miss England 2 years ago. I've only taken part in two beauty pageants, and that was Miss England and Miss Great Britain. Miss England was my first ever one, came in the top 10, won the sports round. It was amazing. And I entered Miss Great Britain. It promoted themselves as being a modern day beauty pageant that promoted modern real women.
Rubbish.
You see, that's the thing. It's like, if I, let's say I won Miss England, there's
Miss
no
GB, that's
way
grumpy.
I would have been able to go on Love Island. No way.
They just
but you know
it
that
happen.
Straight away.
Yeah.
In the contract, in black and white, you have a full like lineup that they have for you, of appearances, events, charity work. You literally travel the world with Miss Great Britain. If I never contacted everybody or didn't hire a PR company, I can absolutely guarantee that I'd have
just disappeared.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone to events or appearances or had the opportunities that I've had. I worked hard. I did this for myself. That's
it's
why
a
I
lot
hired
of
PR
hard
company.
Work. It's a lot of hard
and
work.
And I just feel like the way that they decrowned me was absolutely mortifying. It's so terrible how they treated me and my family.
I did feel as well today when she came up with the crown and sash.
I mean, that was sort of rubbing it in. Why not rub it in a bit more?
I saw someone on Twitter saying, are you legally bound to wear it at all times? Can't you take it off in the shower and
oh,
in bed?
Oh, really?
She's got to do the cooking in it.
Yeah.
yeah. the gardening. Oh, but that must have been weird seeing her face to face and the people from Miss Great Britain.
I don't know Dion, who, like I said before, I don't know her. I don't have a number. Nothing. I only met her at the Miss Great Britain final, which was in September. So I only met her one day. Mm. So. Like I said, I really wish her all the best for the future. Again, of course, it's a little bit odd seeing her because it's like, oh, I won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually won, which I said on the show today.
Actually, you did win the competition. Has she won? She didn't win the competition.
She didn't. She came second, and I said, but you didn't have to take it, which she didn't.
And what did she reply?
Well, third place would have took it, or fourth place would have took it. Yeah, of course, somebody would take it. But if I was in Dion's shoes, there's no way I would, because I would have supported women and realised what Miss Great Britain did was really wrong.
But can I tell you, I was a judge for Miss England.
Yeah.
And if I thought someone else had won it, not the girl that I had, you know, put my votes towards, I wouldn't be happy about that. Because I'm vote, you know, because you have to
and
go through...
And I made history in Miss Great Britain. I'd just like to say it was a total unanimous vote.
Yo! Whoa, baby!
Which obviously it wasn't for poor Dion, who is now...
and I've got to say, on Love Island, they did keep saying, you kept saying, you're stupid.
Oh, yeah,
they
that was
did,
good.
Well, was that a bit of editing? Were they a bit naughty? There?
They were. I promise you, I didn't actually talk about it a lot, even though a lot of people did. Sophie said that she was Miss Great Britain first, and we actually had a chat because I was really worried about telling everybody in the villa, because I found that, I don't know, even with dating and bits like that, boys would get really put off by, oh, I'm actually Miss Great Britain, or
they'd be like, oh
yeah, the guys don't like it. So especially when I was in the villa, it was really hard. So I spoke to Sophie and she gave me some great advice, and do you know what, Sophie's really supporting me today as well. So
but that, and you know what, and you it was daunting anyway going on live TV. Loose Women, one of the most popular shows on ITV.
It is, yeah.
And you're there having to stick up for yourself, you know, with quite a few of them in a way ganging up on you. And you held yourself very well. I'm very proud of you.
I think you did, honestly. I do think you did.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Very proud of you. But that is the show, as we say. And they're
there. And it's a discussion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
But you see, if I'd been on there,
I know,
I'd have said, get with the modern times.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what most people think, isn't it?
But. And I do. And it's been the most lovely response on Twitter.
Yeah. Like I said, I haven't committed a crime. I haven't hurt anyone.
No,
you haven't.
And I've held my hands up, and I'm living with the consequences. I've said I'm sorry.
What more can I do?
What more can I do?
Yes, blood. Do you want?
I know. I'm not blood. Making excuses.
I want blood.
By saying about the alcohol thing, it's just true. You know.
Yeah.
When you have alcohol, you're in the moment, in like a private bedroom.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm a 20-year-old girl who made a mistake. Yeah. Everybody's made a mistake in their life, and you live and you learn.
I've made plenty, and so have you, Lizzie.
well, yeah, like this outfit I'm wearing tonight. No, I'm joking. Can I say, how was your family about everything? Can I ask? Because you're very close with your mum.
Yeah,
she's so
of course.
Lovely.
Well, I actually did promise my mum that I wouldn't sleep with anybody in the villa. So when it happened the next morning, and I'm sure everybody that watched Love Island saw how... like disappointed in myself I was, and I was mortified. Coming home was so awful, also knowing that she wasn't very well.
That's tough.
She was disappointed, but at the same time she is really supporting me in everything right now, and we've got a stronger relationship than ever, and I love her to pieces, and she literally is my rock right now, because I really don't know what I'd do without her.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
And she's a lovely, she's so wonderful.
But well, I let her down.
You both were everywhere in Barbados.
Oh my
god, every day.
I
was like, I really want to borrow that bikini. I like that one. What's she going to wear tomorrow?
Zara in yellow bikini. Zara, water skiing.
Yeah, you had a big pineapple.
Oh yeah.
I like that. It was my favourite.
I wore a yellow bikini that day as well. I thought I'd match my pineapple.
I love your guys' life is just incredible, I have to say. Jesus Christ.
Listen,
I'm lucky to get a week down in, you know.
No, but it's not fair. If you're having a big old lunch, you're having a few wines, walking down the beach, and then suddenly you see someone snap. And you're thinking, hold on a minute, my tummy's not the flattest. I've just had a load of bread
like
and wine.
I need to get back in the gym. I've let my fitness regime
go.
No,
you look very good.
You
look great on Daily Mail Online. We were all watching you, and on OK Online, weren't you?
Thank you.
All the time on OK Online.
All the time on OK.
You even put
you only have to sneeze and you're...
Yeah, but that's fantastic.
Well.
That's fantastic. I mean, obviously they'll be covering, but you are covered everywhere on today's show.
Everywhere,
and it's a lot of publicity. But I think a lot of you've had so much support, so it's all good.
Like I say, it's all really good. Really thankful for everything. It's just a shame about all the lies because it's not true.
Good. Well, we've got that on record now.
You were not
like frog marched out. You didn't have a fit and strop and all of these. You just left
that
normally.
Is
you just
and
left
went
normally
into your car.
Went across the road for
what needed drink, I'm yeah. sure.
Right, well, on that note, we've got it cleared.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
Yes,
thank you so much for having
much.
Me. It's been lovely to chat.
Well, it's lovely to see you because I've missed you.
Missed you too.
And it's your birthday soon.
It is my birthday on Wednesday.
Are we having a party?
Yes, you're all invited.
We're going to get
21 on Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I know.
Get out the studio now.
All right, I'm going. Fine.
Well, listen, well done for today.
Well
done for sticking up for yourself.
Yes.
Miss Great Britain, let me tell you, I will not be one of your judges. Okay, you heard it here first. I'm not happy with you. And darling, please look after that crown because I'd like to wear it out one time.
That's fine.
Is that okay? Got a nice bikini, it will go with. Bit of bling.
Brilliant.
I love a bit of bling. Thanks, Sara. You're wonderful. Wonderful
you.
To see you. Look beautiful as ever.
Thank you very much.
And guys, we've got so many guests.
So we're going to play a bit of Britney and then we're going to have our next guest in.
I'm dreaming of my love about somebody. This feeling I want to go with it because there's no way. Oh, hiding away from this tonight, can tell you all, babe, by the way I see you staring across the room, babe. No shame on the game, just cut the shit beyond this. Yeah, you know what you gotta do tonight. Just want you to make me move. Like it ain't a choice for you, like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational. Back to my room, igniting the heat of the moment. Let the sparks fuse, blowing up to the ceiling. We're burning bright when we cut the light. Cause you're the flame I can't do without. The fire comes in the sky for stuff. There's no way I'm gonna be fighting this tonight. At least tonight, I just want you to make me move. Like it ain't a choice for you, like you got a job to do. Just want you to raise my roof. Something sensational.
If it's a random person or the biggest star out in Vegas or a little bar, it's really not a difference if it's near or far. Listen, here we are, I need you. I've always wanted what was off limits. Staring at you till I'm caught in this. Back and forth like this was all tennis. I'm all jealous, you came with someone. But we can tell that there's changes coming. See, I can tell that you're a dangerous woman. That means you're speaking my language. Come on, now follow me, let's go. Like Penelope and Blow. Well aware they're stealing you, it's a felony, yeah I know. That's why they keep on telling me to let go, yeah. But I need you and I can take you all the way and I'm able to give you something sensational, so let's go, yeah. Said I need you and I can take you all the way and I'm able to follow me and I can make you.
Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
Do you know what? I've got a little project where I want to get photos with rappers and hip hop people, but where they're smiling.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's like always when you get photos with like rap people screwed, and they're yeah. like screw face.
You got to tickle them. That's the best way to do it, is tickle them as soon as you see that click about to happen, tickle.
Like,
yeah, don't get off me. Tickle on the DMX, like, no, stop it.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
On your ways, front way, back way, you know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Sorry, we're having a bit of a gossip there about
that.
We were.
Hey.
Well, we've got our next guest in the studio.
I'm
thick and fast
it is
this
so
evening.
Fast. It hasn't stopped.
In fact,
it's my favourite.
We've got two guests in right now.
Yeah, don't forget the guy next to me. I can't work without him.
I can't believe it.
So
I can't
Steve,
even watch.
We've got Steve Hewlett.
Hello, hi. Steve. And Ozzy, I've been waiting to meet Lizzie for quite a few years.
I've
made it, here we are.
Is Lizzie hard to say?
Lizzie, it's not, is it? And it's not Barbara, is it?
It's not Barbara, no.
No. Hello, Steve, that's easy.
Yeah, got it.
Not bad.
Now, darling, you've done so well.
Thank you. Well, getting here, the traffic was terrible. Yeah, we got here in time.
We've had that problem a few times, haven't we? We had to start the show without one another.
A bit of a close shave, as it were.
I've had a great day. I've been in London all afternoon doing a couple of interviews. So this is, nice strolling across London and jumped on the bus. It's been very, very car. Yeah,
with a bag full of puppets.
Well, I was stuck in the bag, yeah. It wouldn't happen if he came first.
Well, I actually think you should have come first. Can I tell you?
You can tell me. My mum keeps telling me. Yeah, even 3 years on.
So was it 2013?
It was, yeah. It was a great final, it really was.
I mean, can you remind me, because that final was really close, wasn't it?
It was great, yeah. You were at the final, weren't you?
Yeah,
at the final?
I was there.
Were you?
Yeah, it was so close, actually. That wonderful Jack Carroll came second. Attraction, the shadow act. Well, they disappeared.
That's
into
right.
The shadows.
They, where did they
they
go?
Came first, yeah. They went back to Hungary, didn't they?
Didn't they do an advert?
They don't have an insurance, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We got insurance now, in case he jots me. Yeah, so and brilliant Rich and Adam, and so I was quite close to those guys, but we all became friends. It was great to get to the final as a wild card.
Yeah, well, definitely. You did so well, because I think, what do you think, Grip, was it your Sunita with the leaves or the Simon Cowell, because you had them
Sunita
all.
Sunita without the leaves would have won it. So I don't know. No, I think it was the Simon Cowell the second time when he was in the Barbados get up, you know. I think that really, oh, yeah. And the sunburn, and
sunburn
the week before, yeah, we had the Simon Cowell, but there was no hairs on his chest, and I think Amanda commented a week later he grew hairs, and so if you
overnight.
Look at the YouTube clip over a week,
over,
yeah,
a week.
And so when we was on the final on the Saturday, he actually had the hairs, and I think it just went that little bit extra for comedy value. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it really, really worked, and it's still great to look back at it, you know. It's a long time ago now.
Yeah,
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Simon's still part of, still going on.
He
strong,
makes,
is he?
When people ask for it, he makes an appearance, because he wasn't in the show initially. I wrote the piece especially for Britain's Got Talent. It was topical. I love being topical, and so yeah, I can't get a word in here, you know. Yeah, but it was always boils down to Arthur Lager. Everyone, they always wanted him,
yes,
back from the, I used him in the audition at the Palladium, and then they asked him back for the semi-finals and the final, so I kept writing Arthur Lager in
naturally.
Well, he's a bit cheeky, isn't he?
That's very cheeky, yeah. Yeah, not as cheeky as Lizzie on a Saturday.
Well,
I have to apologise for this outfit.
No, don't. Let me thank you for it.
Stop
I'm
that.
Hanging out here.
Yeah, I'd like to hang out with you.
So is Arthur.
Yay.
So how did you get started this? When did you know you could do this?
I saw a ventriloquist on TV when I was 12, and I idolised him. He lived down the road from me. I met him. He taught me lessons. Then I roadied for him for 10 years. Age 22, I turned professional, and I haven't looked back.
Well, you should do. You see where your hand is.
Yeah, so 19 years now. That's how long I've been doing this.
It's so funny.
That
yeah,
is.
It so, is. For our listeners, this is so hard, because they're both, I don't know who to look at, and they're both,
you need to
me
check
laugh.
The FUBAR Facebook later. I think this is probably going to be,
this is going to be the biggest hit.
Yeah, it was, I really, really had good fun in the last 19 years as a professional. But a month ago, I was at the Royal Albert Hall supporting Kenny G. I've had opportunities and doors that have opened.
Yeah, usually they close.
Yeah.
Especially in your house. Are you going to open your door for me, Lizzie?
Of course. Stop. I will. Oh, but he's got to come with you, I think.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, otherwise I'm going to lie then.
Just leave it there. I think we'll leave
bit
it
limp,
there.
Yeah.
So when you were growing up, was your inspiration? Because there were a few around.
America had a great ventriloquist called Ron Lucas, who was billed in the early 90s as the best ventriloquist in the world, and I thankfully toured with him in the UK this year. Ron Lucas,
wow.
He was brilliant, and Keith Harris inspired me a lot. Keith was a very dear friend, and we lost Keith last year. And he looked after me for many, many years, you know, professionally and you know, emotionally as well. He phoned me up just for chats. You know, Keith was great. And Jimmy Townley, they're all my mates as well, they were. And so, but for me, a hero like Ron Lucas to come over from the States, he come over from LA to do a couple of gigs with us earlier this year. We done a show called Double Talk, and that was fantastic. And all leading up to a fantastic brand new tour that we're doing pretty soon, actually.
We heard about this, so if you want to tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called Talents of Britain, and so we're touring with a lot of our friends as well, like Paul Berlin and from Britain's Got Talent. There's people from The Voice and X Factor, but
oh, brilliant. So you're all doing the show together.
Yeah. It's a huge variety show. It's going around the country. I'm doing about 10 of the dates. I'm on with Francine Lewis.
Oh, there's, yes. We had Francine
John
on.
John Clegg.
Yeah.
You've had Francine, yeah.
Yeah, she's got a lot of voices, isn't she?
A lot of voices, yeah.
She did
me
last week. Can you believe it?
She did you? Yeah. Can
it's
I do you next
hello,
week?
Darling.
It's off. Is this live? It was.
We'll have to...
Yeah. I'd like to go on that Love Island, you know, that Love Island. Yeah.
I can see it.
Did you like Zara?
I love Zara. I think it's out of order what happened to her, you know.
I know.
That happened to me once, because I had the Grandad Noddly Knee competition in Barry Island in 1993. They took that away from me because my knees aren't real. They're not knees.
That's a fair point though. You're cheating the competition.
Well, you were cheating.
Yeah. I know. I like to do X on the beach too, yeah, you know, because Jen's coming out.
Got Gemma out.
Oh, Jen's right, out.
I'm going to get a tattoo, yeah, with her on it.
Yeah, you'd like a tattoo with Gemma. I bet you would.
I can see it.
Call it X in Tesco's. You can do that in the way.
Just me and the ladies going around the aisles.
So is there quite a lot of competition with all the ventriloquists, or is it a friendly community?
It is a friendly community. There's not many. Nina Conti's doing fantastic. She's doing Edinburgh right now, and she's doing America later this year. Paul Zerdin won America's Got Talent.
Was that last year?
Yeah, he's in America for 3 years. He's doing the Palladium Panto. Ventriloquism is really cool.
It's having a resurgence.
It is a resurgence. I'm touring with the Osmonds later this year as well.
Fantastic. Where are they going to be, the Osmonds?
Yeah, Jimmy's asked me to come over to America and do some work with him as well. So it's amazing.
Is it very popular in the States?
Ventriloquism is massive. They had Terry Fatal win America's Got Talent. They've got Jeff Dunham, who's the world's most famous ventriloquist, with Ahmed, the terrorist dummy. Yeah. So it's going really well. So, but the great thing about Talents of Britain, you will see a ventriloquist, to take your families out that have seen these variety shows, at these talent shows, you know, that they won't see a magician, ventriloquist and impressionist in one show unless they come see Talents in Britain, because it's going all over the country.
Can we go? We want to go, don't we? When's your opening night?
Milford Theatre. Edlington. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Milford. So we're looking forward to that date. It's the 2nd of September. So,
soon.
Yeah, not too far away.
So is your act already?
He's got no idea what I'm going to do. But the Arthur Lago, the beauty of him is that we can ad lib, especially if things go wrong. We love that. So that's why we love doing radio. Yeah, who'd have thought it? Hey, ventriloquist on the radio, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point.
What an ideal wastage. When's the juggler on?
It's true.
It's a good point, actually. We didn't think that one through, did we?
It weirdly works.
Yeah, thank God there's a counter.
But Steve, can I ask you, what made you want to go on Britain's Got Talent? I mean, what was the process like for you? Was it nerve-wracking?
It was nerve-wracking initially doing the Palladium. I love the Palladium. It's like going home to do that, because I worked there as an usher like 15 years before that.
Really?
Yeah. So, and the people in the audience, when I was serving my programmes and ice creams, Oliver was on for 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And I was an usher, and I used to entertain them in the interval, and they said, you should be up on that stage. And so
you're like, yeah, sure.
18 years later, I
you
was
make
like
the
that.
Ice creams
yeah,
talk. You're like, yeah. don't eat me.
Yeah. And so it was a dream to be at the Palladium, so I wasn't nervous with that aspect, with the full theatre, but seeing the judges down there, they could make or break your career. And so I got a standing ovation. I'd done 6 minutes on my audition. It went really well. I loved it.
The Simon one, it did absolutely crack me up seeing that.
That was something I kept up my sleeve. I didn't tell them until the live show went out.
Oh, really? I would have thought they would have insisted on knowing everything that was going on.
They did. And
I didn't know there were two dogs, the other one.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, the dog was 3 legs. It was an element of surprise, which on BGT they love anyway. They like it if you surprise. So I'd done a few ad-libs during my rehearsals in the week, and the producers said, if you've got anything else, stick it in, because we love what you do. I was just making them laugh in the studio, really. And I didn't tell them until the day of the live finals. I had Simon Cowell in the bag. So my final rehearsal, like 3 or 4 hours before we went live, I pulled out Simon Cowell at the end of my act. Ant and Dec doubled over. The producers ran down and said, can you do this tonight? And so I think that's what saved me and got me to the final. You got to think ahead if you're going to be on those shows.
Exactly.
So
you've got to do something with a little twist. And to get into the final, you must have been thrilled about all your family.
Definitely.
Mad.
Yeah, because I was in McDonald's an hour after the semi-finals finished, my family.
I was there with Fleur Reese the other way, back McDonald's. So
yeah,
handy.
McDonald's on the way out. That was our compensation, really, for doing it. And I had to pay. I got McFlurry's in a hurry to get out of London.
Is this in Wembley? The one in Wembley?
Yeah,
oh, I do know the one you're talking about.
I love the studios.
I've been to that McDonald's before, yeah.
And so, obviously, a couple of days later, and this is a little bit of an Adele story, actually. The day after the semi-finals, I was in the garage. I thought, I'm going to buy a bottle of Prosecco. Although I didn't get to the finals, I'm going to celebrate. I had a great spot last night. The YouTube hits were going up. And I went to the till with this Prosecco, and my debit card declined. There was a queue full of people who knew my face from the night before. Completely red. And I said, I'll be right back. I ran back home and got another card. I don't know what happened. But there was nothing in your account. That's what happened. Yeah, it came fourth.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Yeah, you gave for.
Yeah, strange, different if you want.
Yeah, well, within that hour, within that hour, actually, we had I had a phone call to say I may be the wild card. Can you be ready to talk to us on Wednesday? And then David Walliams phoned up my house and give us the job. So a week later, I was back in that McDonald's celebrating. I came fourth. Yeah, so that was lovely. Attraction, the
Shadow Puppets,
yeah,
the Hungarian ones. Yeah,
yeah, they came.
They did an advert, didn't they?
You know, they were brilliant. They were emotional. People, the nation just loves emotions. You know, they don't like laughter, right? We'd have got more laughter on the Royal Variety.
Exactly.
You did ask why I'd done Britain's Got Talent.
Yes.
The Royal Variety Show since the age of 12 has been my dream. So, they stole it from under his feet. There you go. Hey, 12-year-old cry. There's still a 12-year-old inside me just crying.
Bring him out as a character.
Yeah, you are. But you're very funny. I mean, you've got
talking to you.
You are extremely human. I mean, you got comedians that you looked up to that you used to love and think, actually, I'm going to nick that's a good gag to use?
I never nick gags. I borrow gags and change them around or something, but I'm all for being fresh and original, innovative and stuff, so I try and be that. So I love Lee Evans, big fan of Lee Evans, and it's a shame that he's retired from comedy, but he's huge inspiration. Billy Connolly, Ross Noble is one of my huge favourites as well. I love the innovative comedians, you know, they just do really, really fresh stuff. I love that, and I try and inject a bit of that. But Ricky Gervais as well. I was at the premiere last week in London.
You went to the premiere.
It was amazing. Yeah, he's so funny. I loved Gervais.
Do you feel there should be more, you know, of your types of humour and ventriloquist on the telly?
It seems like
they
won't get work, will they?
No, but yes, but haven't got that so much. It used to be a lot in the sort of 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, there used to be. I mean, it was a dying art. It is coming back now slowly, but in this country, there's not many. The ones that are doing well are in America or on cruise ships. Jimmy Tamley, my best mate, who taught me when I was a kid, he's on cruise ships and quite a lot. So he's doing more work in the UK now. He's one of the busiest vents in the country. There's not many about. It would be great. I get a lot of kids actually that write to me, email me, and I'm always sending off. There's always a little kid on my tours sat in the front row with a puppet. Mum and dad has purposely put them in the front so I could see, and I meet them.
What is the knack of not moving your lips? Because I want to do it when I'm trying to talk about someone and they're over there, and I think, don't look.
We can use it to vent your anger when you're driving as well. Because when someone cuts you up and you want to say something nasty, but I probably am. I've been told I'm such a nice person, I'm not going to do sort of anger in cars and stuff. What was it? Road rage and all
road
that.
Rage.
So I do it, but without moving my mouth, so they don't know how angry I am, and then I just stay in my lane until I've calmed down.
Is it just something you think
down.
You know, or can you get better at it?
Venting. It's something I think you should start it at a younger age. I think it really helps the technique. Doing the technique.
I'm very young. I can do it still.
I'll give you some lessons. Come and sit on my knee, Lizzie. Sorry, it keeps butting in. This is very funny comedian called Tom Binns. You know, he does Ivan Brackenbury. He's a hit in Edinburgh. I love Tom. And he's just so creative. He's doing a cod ventriloquist act, you know, like Ken Dodd did. He made fun of the ventriloquist act. And Tom Binns is great at that. He's doing this. Try and YouTube him. He's brilliant.
Okay.
There's a little knack. You've got to start young. Young.
You've got to be a good puppeteer.
Listeners.
You've got to know your comedy. You've got to have some experience in, before you go on the road.
Start with that.
You've got other talents.
I think so.
Yeah, teeth together, Lizzie.
Teeth together.
Teeth, he said. And then keep your lips open. And then just say, hi, I'm Lizzie.
Hi, I'm Lizzie.
Very good. You know your head like Lord Charles.
I used to love Lord Charles.
Yeah, you didn't move your lips, but you know your head.
Are we going to see Simon?
Let's get Simon Cowell.
Can we get Simon?
We've got a few minutes
see
left.
Later,
right, let's see Simon. What's he wearing today?
He wears the same thing all the time.
He wears the same thing, usually.
It's a suit, isn't it? It's a black suit.
And trousers pulled up rather high.
Or it could be some scuffy jeans. He does like those scuffy jeans.
Oh, my God.
Hello, there he is.
Hello, Lizzie. Hi, how are you? It's a yes. I'm melting in here. It's so hot.
To be fair, you look pretty hot.
Thank you, Steve. It's a yes to you.
Yes, see, that's
Simon,
what I like
you've
to
got
hear.
A suntan.
I know, it's these lights, Lizzie, you know. I'm so used to the lights.
So X-Factor's back next week, Simon.
Yes, we're quite busy with X-Factor. I know who's going to win. No, you don't. Oh, do I not? No, I don't. I don't know who's going to win.
I love the
eyebrows.
It's
going to be the ratings battle.
It's going to be a dog, yes.
Look at the eyebrows.
Louis Walsh is going to win. This is Simon Cowell. What can you do? I can do what Simon Cowell can't really do. That's rude. Don't be rude.
The Botox. I see. I get it.
Are you happy with the lineup? Because you've got Nicole's back.
Nicole, Sharon.
Sharon Osbourne.
I love Sharon.
Love Sharon. There's going to be a few. I think it's going to be feisty.
I like feisty. Sunita's feisty, you know. It's a yes.
She's always around, isn't she?
Get down, Sunita. She's under the desk. Oh, yes. She's asleep. I love you, Sunita.
Don't tell Lauren that. I can't get over this. I'm so sorry.
No,
this
it is mad. I mean, the genuine Simon can't move his eyebrows anymore.
But he's very hairy. Gosh, that's a real lot of hair hanging out.
It's impressive. Yes.
And all the buttons are undone.
I know, it's so hot. See, it's so hot.
So
will
we be seeing Simon on the tour?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we're going to do something brand new with it, actually. Ah, yeah. So there'll be a very small section of Simon Cowell, and and it's a secret. So come and see the Talents of Britain tour.
We'd love to.
Edmonton at the Millfield Theatre. Can't wait to go there. I've never been there before, so it does exist. It does.
So it's kicking off the 2nd of September.
Yep. 2nd of September. Yes.
And where can everyone get their tickets? Is there a website and things?
Everyone
to go
can
to?
Get their tickets.
We'll
put them on the. Website.
Right?
Yes, so unorganised, so unprofessional.
Yes, but
it's quite all right.
We will make sure everyone knows where to get the tickets because it's so exciting. And you've got everyone from like The Voice, not just Britain's Got Talent.
It's the X Factor.
Nice combo.
Lucy, she was on The Voice. Lucy,
oh, yes.
She's fantastic.
Operatic singer.
No,
Big Lucy, Voice. She was Will I Am's favourite.
Oh, yes, I know.
She replaced Fergie in the Black Eyed Peas for performance.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's incredible.
Because I was really into The Voice last year and I watched that. Lucy was, I thought she was going to win. She's going to be on our tour as well.
Awesome.
So there's some great acts on this tour, really is. Well, Kev Orkian is the magic behind this, Kevin Marilyn. Howling comedy.
Assignment.
It really is. Yes, I know. I should have signed her out. She
you
wasn't on your show. Yes.
You
I'm too late. I only sign up dogs and singers.
And shadow puppet acts.
And shadow puppet acts, yeah.
I can't get over his teeth.
Would you like the teeth? You can have the teeth.
You've got your own set of natural teeth. You're fine.
They're quite white, aren't they? Quite pure white. I clean our teeth with Tippex. And that's how I make mistakes when I'm judging.
He's looking very well, Simon. I'm very excited for the X Factor.
Yes, me too.
Well, and the tour.
So we're going to get tickets for the tour.
Steve, thank you for coming into the studio.
I have a flyer. I'll leave you a flyer here. So if you don't mind reading some numbers out, that'd be great.
Thank you, Steve. It's so good to see you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And we look forward to coming to see you. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.
And loosen that belt. It's a bit tight.
Well, thank you. Hello, Lizzie. Oh, that's half a long. You woke him up then when you said loosen the belt.
He's
Lizzie,
back.
Lizzie, I've got the oil ready.
We need a quick music break,
quick
don't we?
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Simon Cowell.
Please, won't you wait? Won't you stay? At least until the sun goes down. When you're gone, I lose faith, I lose everything I have found. Heartstrings, violence, that's what I hear when you're by my side. Yeah, that's what I hear when you're by my side. Song.
Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester.
Or my other alias, Aggressive Weapon.
Aggressive weapons are done. Don't you think that?
Yeah, I love an aggressive weapon.
I bet you.
Boy, Nat. Before we even started the show, she made an innuendo.
Did I?
For real? About you going up in her junk.
So I couldn't find your email. I said I would check if you were in my junk.
That's how insignificant I am. How can I go unnoticed in someone's junk?
Yeah.
That's pretty insignificant. That's not sneaky.
Never sneak into somebody's junk.
Never. No, never.
Don't do that at all.
Don't ever. Worry. I don't
never force your way in or sneak in.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
We can't explain. Maybe we're helping each other escape. I'm with ya. Who knows the secret tomorrow will hold? We don't really need to know. 'Cause you're here with me now, I don't want you to go. You're here with me now, I don't want you to go. Maybe we're perfect strangers. Maybe it's not for.
It is. This show is non-stop. It's like Piccadilly Circus. Who's in next? That's what I want to know.
Well, we've got our final guest now, haven't we?
Woo!
They're absolutely gorgeous. Gem and Lucy.
Hello. Gem. I love Gem.
Gem. Right?
How are you?
I'm well, so how are good. You? More to the point. Oh, my word. It's all going
I'm
off.
I'm so glad to be back because I can finally talk about stuff now. Last time I came, I couldn't say anything.
We kept saying,
no.
We were like,
I can't talk.
I can't really say.
Well, now the first episode is aired and we know exactly what happened.
You know what I've been up to, don't you?
So, Gem.
So, the first night you get to this, where is it, Thailand?
Yeah, Thailand. In Thailand, in Koh Samui.
How was it? I mean, when you first arrived, take take us to the beginning when you walk in.
To the very beginning. Yes. Okay, so well, when we first got there, we were chaperoned for 4 days, had everything sort of, all of our stuff gone through, our phones monitored and everything. So we're kind of like kept away from like society really for 4 days. And then we hit the beach and that's when we got our phones taken off us fully and that's when it all starts. And that's when I come onto the beach and I saw Bear, Gaz, Jess, Olivia, Jordan then came on, Chloe came on, and I think I'm missing someone, but it can't be that important.
You've mentioned all the big names.
I mean, that must have been like, oh, gulp, here I am, here we go again.
Well, it's just, everyone always says to me, right, oh, how can you go on a show called X on the Beach and not and act surprised when your ex turns up? But there's nothing that will prepare you for that feeling. Even if you think you know who's coming, the feeling of them walking out, like, especially if they've done stuff to you in the past, which mine has, like, it's just like so overwhelming. And my ex comes out at the very end of episode one, and it just, I was in absolute bits. I was in floods of tears the whole day. Just brought back a lot of emotion. You're put in situations that you wouldn't be in the real world. Yeah. Like, I'm never going to sit around a table ever again with my ex, his ex, the girl he's getting with, and the guy I'm getting with ever again.
It's a mad combo.
And then play spin the bottle. Like, of course it's going to kick off.
Play spin the bottle.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it sounds like my idea of hell, but you know, this is what
it's
you've done. You've signed
it's
up
TV
for
gold.
It.
Yeah.
You know,
so it is exactly. Well, that's the thing. I mean, when I first went on it, I was kind of more myself in the sense of I'm 28 years old, I stay out of drama, whereas this time I just thought, look, I'm going to go for it and actually make a good TV show here. And if I feel like I'm going to attack you, I'm going to attack you. If I feel like I'm going to have sex with you, I'm going to have sex with you. Like, that's just what I did.
Those are the two things.
I just did it, yeah.
If I'm going to attack you, I'll attack you. Sex with you, sex with you. Don't go on Loose Women.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I wouldn't act like that on there. Can you imagine?
but obviously, it all came out about the stuff with Gaz. Which
yeah,
I think
yeah,
people so people out. Knew people knew something had happened.
Yeah.
But they didn't know specifics. So what's kind of happened since that's all been revealed?
So obviously before there was speculation, it's now been confirmed. To be honest, I had more of a bad backlash since I mean the first time when everyone knew about it and they thought it had happened but it wasn't confirmed. I had so much
people don't
bad
like
trolling.
The lying. I think once they see it's truly happened, then maybe they can move on a bit.
But also I feel like with the positive comments I've got, I've had a lot of positive stuff, and I think a lot of people can see that I'm actually a genuine real person. I was in a situation where I had to choose someone to take to the penthouse, and Bear was there, and he's Vicky's ex. I'm not going to go anywhere near Bear.
I've got to ask about Bear, because obviously on Celebrity Big Brother it is the Bear show. Yeah. I mean, is he seriously like that? Was he like that on the show with you?
Bear's a difficult one, because he literally is like that. That is Bear.
He's genuine.
What you see. He's so genuine and he's so real. I'm not condoning anything he's done or saying he's right or wrong, but what you see is what you get, and that is what he is like in the real world. And I feel bad for any girls that he's been involved with, like Vicky or Lily or anyone who's seen the bad side of him, but I've never been involved with Bear that way, so I can't really comment. But as far as being a genuine person, I have to take my hat off to him, because he is. And to be honest, if anyone doesn't like him, that's up to them. Yeah. Every single person in this country right now is talking about him, so
it's true.
He's doing what he set out to do, which
and
is
and was he like that on your show? Was he a bit painful? Because he looks painful to live with, to be around.
Yeah, he is.
He's constant.
I mean, for the first time I did X on the Beach, Bear was there as well, and me and him clashed a bit. I didn't get him. But the second time, I started to get how he is. And if you are on the right side of him, you just sit back and watch the drama that he creates, or you can be in the drama. So I just sat back and watched, and it's quite funny. He'll literally say one thing to you and then one thing to someone else and go, oh, I wouldn't have that. That's not a good idea. And then they start rowing, and he just says,
He stirs it all.
Yeah. But he's very good at it. Very good at it.
I think he'll win it.
Do you think so?
I think he will. Oh,
well, I hope he doesn't.
I know, everyone says, I just think he will.
But it's just, I think it's a sad thing if someone who can upset people in such a way, and he has upset people, can...
I know, but over what? A bit of jam? How can that upset someone? It's a bit
coffee
of jam.
Is very important to people.
The coffee, pouring the oil. And is that a show you would consider if they came to you? And or is it, do you feel like, God, I've done the reality, you mean because you were so in the spotlight at the minute?
I mean, I've gone in, sort of dove in this time, and if I got offered that 100%, I'm in it now. I would do any sort of good reality TV shows now, so I'm open to all kind of ideas. I still want to do my own show, which I'm working towards. It's quite difficult, but yeah, I would definitely do CBB if I got the chance to.
There you go. They do use X on the Beach as a bit of a training ground.
Yes, I know. There's been a few. And Lily's gone in, hasn't it? Bez X is in tonight. Yes. She goes in. God,
I'm actually quite excited to watch that because the clips that we've seen, which came through today, Bear's crying. But is it real? Is he really crying? Do you know what I mean?
I think he would. I think he wants to go.
He cheated on her. He cheated on her with Chloe while he was still with her.
He doesn't use his brain. He just does stuff and doesn't think. And then when he's faced with the reality of the problem, that's when he breaks down, because he does have feelings. He can be a nice guy and he is a nice boy, but like away from all the media and stuff. So I guess it probably just became real.
I've never seen anyone like him in my life.
No.
Thank You're bringing God. Me there.
Exactly.
He's always like this. Yeah,
I know.
I've met people like him drunk down the pub. Do you know what I mean? I'm not into it. Fuck off.
But Jen, so you're very happy how this show has
Oh my God, no.
I can't wait to watch them all.
Like, I've seen, they've released, I don't know if you've seen, but there's some clips of the next episode where...
Oh, I haven't seen these.
Have you not?
No.
So I have to tell my ex that I did actually get with one of his mates, but not when we were together, it was after he did something bad to me. But I'm a firm believer in, you know, if you're going to mess someone, like mess me around, don't expect me not to do it back. And it's just... I just feel like sometimes that's how girls are, because boys can be so hurtful. But yeah, so I admit that. And then he also attacks Gaz and says to Gaz, oh, I can't believe you got with Gemma, when Hawley got with Charlotte, who's Gaz's ex. So it's kind of like, what are you doing?
Complicated. It's just this web of people. Why won't you stop sleeping with each other, Gemma? Why are you all sleeping with each other?
This is the thing. So X on the Beach is an all-stars one. Series 5 is all-stars. That just says it all, how incestuous they are.
I know, because they're all
get everyone back. He's been on it before.
Together.
Yeah.
But is it a weird feeling? Do you feel that sort of jealousy when you see your ex with someone? Does it just spur feelings that you didn't think you had?
Hawley's someone that I'm always going to have feelings for and always going to care about, regardless of what I've done or he's done in the past, because we just have, like... Just get on,
got
really.
Got chemistry.
Which I don't know what he probably would say, oh, fuck off, Gemma. But literally, I just don't think it will ever fully go away. But yeah, and it does hurt me to see him get with other girls. But I'm so used to it now that it's just whatever. And me and him will never work. So it's just something I'm going to have to ride through.
So take it back to Gaz. Obviously, you slept with him.
Yes.
sorry, but I have to say it.
Yeah.
You've just confirmed it officially. What is kind of... You're obviously not together.
Oh, no.
So, okay. So what's that like now? Because obviously you and Charlotte Crosby have been at each other's throats before and blah, blah, blah. Has that been any worse? What's kind of happened?
I mean, Charlotte hasn't said anything about me personally that I know of. like on social media, I'm sure would have seen it if she did. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all her fans are. But the whole thing is literally a case of you got with my boyfriend, I got with yours. Da da da. It's all. I didn't do it because of that reason, but it's just how it is. Yeah. And I don't know. One day, maybe I'll be able to meet her and we'll have a drink and laugh about it. I don't know if that will happen tomorrow in 10 years or never. But it's not something that I'm going to continue because it's done now. It's in the past and. You know, tomorrow's a new day.
I like that way of thinking.
No, that's true. It is true. Yeah. And also, these trolls and stuff can bring you down if you let them. So I mean,
how do you find that? Because it is quite hard, isn't it? Do you just block them, or do you just let it go?
The thing is, when I first had it about all the Charlotte stuff, that was the first time I'd ever had it like severely, constantly all day. Like, I've had a few odd comments here and there before, but that was so full on that it made me hate Charlotte more, in the sense because of all the things they were saying. Oh, Charlotte's way better looking than you. She's this than you, that than you, blah, blah, blah. Gaz is stupid to go with you over her. All this stuff. And so it kind of made me retaliate. And whilst I was retaliating, I was obviously offending Charlotte. And it's like me and her don't know each other. It's not a personal thing.
It's been made by others interfering and stupid trolls and building it up.
And it's just something that I'm just really over. And like, the more trolling I get, it's just almost like you get numb to it, I think. It's just, I don't really notice the bad comments. I'll sift through Twitter and I'll just see some nice ones and retweet it. And
that's the best way to be. I've only ever been trolled once, so I can't. I'm no expert.
I love blocking. I see something and I go, block,
I just think, no, because if you block them, then you've shown them that you've seen it.
Yeah, and that you care.
And then they might set up another account or something like that.
That's true.
I got trolled by a Nicole Scherzinger fan. Who was angry that I'd said something bad about Nicole Scherzinger. I was like, I like Nicole Scherzinger. It was just a passing comment.
Did you answer back?
Yeah, it went on. It literally went to bed, woke up in the morning, and my timeline was just completely full. That's my only experience.
Who would you say your biggest celebrity spat on Twitter has been with? Have you had a little row? I've had one.
Oh, who's yours with?
I don't want to say.
It's in the public, isn't it?
Is it someone I know?
Mouth it to us.
Oh my God, okay. I really can't, because I've promised not to talk about it.
Okay.
But it got quite feisty.
So have you...
You know, but when you've had a drink and you think, cheeky thing. It's a cheeky bitch. And then I got a call from my agent going, stop.
Yeah,
now.
The call from the agent. I hate
stop
that.
Stop doing
like,
it.
Like
I know
mum,
my agent's listening now, but literally she will ring me, Gemma, delete that now. I
get rid of it.
It almost makes you want to do more. When you said,
stop it. Put your phone down.
Honestly, you too.
I'll tell you in the break, Mike. Okay. That's part of the parcel, I suppose, being on the reality shows. But it's not putting you off doing them, though.
I feel like in every kind of job, whatever you want to call it, there are things you're not going to like and there's things that you have to put up with. And I just feel like being in the public eye more and more, that's just what happens. You get hated, you get celebs that hate you, you get people trying to argue with you for no reason, and on a bad day you'll retaliate, and it's all part of it.
Yeah. So. And Gem, because I think you're such a sweet girl,
and I think
that maybe people get the wrong impression of you. Do you think it's the tattoos, or
yeah,
what is it? What
100%.
Do you think?
It's the tattoos, the boobs, the whatever it is, because I obviously have an image that people portray as, I don't know, maybe a bit aggressive, even though I did do that on the episode.
but it is a weird thing because, obviously to talk to you, it's clearly clear that that's not the case. But get a couple of drinks in you, set yourself in a situation where your exes are there.
Well, exactly. But for example, I've never attacked a girl like that ever in my life. But it's just like you watch Geordie Shore, they do it all the time. It's just what gets you on there. And I wanted to do it, so I did it. Whereas in real life, if I want to do it, I walk away. So it's just... Yeah, tattoos definitely give off a bad reputation, but hopefully we'll try and change that
more male attention? Obviously, being on the telly, do you get a lot of male attention or any certain celebrities that chase you? I'm sure you do, being such a gorgeous girl.
Not really like chase, but like, oh, I don't know.
They send you dick pics. Come on.
Oh my God. Not celebrities, like the fat man around the corner sends me a dick pic. And
I won't
horrible.
Say which one I got the other day. Oh, I told you.
Oh, you did tell
Who
me.
Did you get?
We'll talk after the break.
But I got a shock.
We need to play a quick song.
Yes,
and then,
so we play a quick
we're gonna, check. We're going to keep Gemma in the studio because we're going to talk a bit more about Excellent Beach. And we also need to talk about some other gossip that is going on in
there's
the world.
There's loads going on.
Right.
We haven't got enough time.
First, a bit of Lizzie's favourite song.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. So phenomenally, you're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
Your fave, isn't it, babes?
Because it did the Eurovision. I love Eurovision.
Oh, don't get me on the Eurovision.
We have the one and only Gemma Lucy here. In Hello. The flesh.
And we're going to speak to her now about a bit of gossip, because we haven't spoken about any gossip, Lizzie. We've been so busy with guests today.
Well, all the shows are happening. We got Strictly.
Yeah, so that was what I wanted to talk about.
Bruno's
Strictly.
Got his photo shoot on Monday.
Oh, has he? The judges
yes,
one.
Yes, the judges. Who's going to be the new judge?
Well, that's not until next year, is it? So we don't need to worry about that yet.
Well,
we've got a whole
some
year.
Some people know.
Oh, why do you geez. Do this to me, Lizzie? This is no. Strictly is one of my favourite programmes, I have to say.
Do you enjoy Strictly?
She's out on a Saturday night.
I was just going to say, I'm not really up to date with what's been going on recently, but if I'm at home with my mum, she makes me watch. I like watching it, but I don't really know who's...
You see, I love a Saturday night in. It's the only night I get in.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? That's actually true. Same with me. I'm out every night of the week. I stay in on the weekend. Week,
and I love my Saturdays.
And ooh. I day drink. I day drink with my friends.
I love day drinking. Yeah. It's so good.
It's chilled. it's a chilled.
Yeah. So what have you heard about it? Do you know any of the lineup, Gemma, or are you...
I heard that... What's her name? Redknapp was on.
Louise Redknapp.
Louise Redknapp, yeah, that's who I've heard to lean on. Yeah. But that's it.
I mean, are you happy? Will Young.
Will Young. I'm very happy about Will.
I'm very happy about Will.
Cutie patootie Will Young.
Laura Whitmore.
Yep, she's a lovely girl.
She's a good girl. I've known her for ages. Who else?
I knew her when she was just a mere journalist at MTV, like me.
Me too, on the red carpet.
God damn it.
Who else we got? And obviously, got The X Factor starting.
Next
and I'm actually
Saturday.
On. I'm actually on there.
Are you?
Doing the
Are
extra
really?
Show.
Amazing.
So please stay in next Saturday.
Oh, what? So they're doing the first show after the...
They're doing the first show after this week. Yeah, that weekend. So with Rylan.
Exciting. And Edmonton.
Yes. He's doing everything, Rylan, now, isn't he? Well, he's doing so well.
Man of the moment. You were on the show with him, weren't you?
Yeah, I met Rylan on the Katie Price show.
Because that's where I met Rylan, with his blonde hair.
Yeah, exactly. How different does he look?
I know.
He looks much nicer now.
Yeah, did you enjoy doing that show with Katie Price?
I did at the time, yeah. I loved it, and I loved meeting her, and I met some cool people on there. It was a good sort of first TV show to sort of do, because it wasn't like a massive name, and it had no exes, you know. So,
and did you remain friends?
With
Katie?
I did for a bit, and then it kind of fizzled after that because of a few things, but they're old things that I don't want to bring up. But
no, you're all right.
We work friends afterwards, yeah, for a while.
Good.
And you've totally distracted me from my Strictly conversation.
Sorry, back Strictly.
I was getting very excited.
So
who do you think is the early? Who is your early favourites? Come on, give me some thoughts.
Well, I actually know Will Young. He's a great performer. I think he'll do very well. And he's very popular. It's all about who's popular and who isn't. Yeah. Louise Redknapp is a known dancer. She's done dancing.
That's true.
And I sometimes think it's a little bit unfair because some are professionally trained and some others haven't got a clue.
Yeah, so we've got Ed Balls, politician Ed Balls.
That's going to be hilarious.
Oh my
Ed
God.
Fucking Balls. Next is going to be Nigel
Welcome
France.
To the floor, Ed Balls. And his partner,
Flavio
Cacaccio.
Well, at least you had some balls. There's going to be some jokes thrown in. You know it.
Yeah, totally. So you do enjoy it then, Lizzie?
I actually like it. I do, because Bruno's one of my besties. Yeah. I love Bruno Tonioli. And and there are cameras in here, I keep forgetting. And I just enjoy, I think it's a nice show for everyone to watch. I can watch it with my boys my mum. You know, it's for everyone.
If there was a choice between X Factor and Strictly, which one would you go to?
I like them both.
Wait, that's not answering my question, is it, Lizzie?
Listen, to watch Strictly is a long show,
that's
if you've
true.
Ever been.
Oh, my God. I went to the filming of the first show last year. 6 hours it took to film.
What? 6 hours to film
they
Strictly?
They pre-record it. 6 hours. Oh, I was there from 6 o'clock to half past 11.
It's a long...
I love the outfits they wear, though. Yeah. I love the girl, outfits.
You never get an opportunity to wear those kind of outfits in real life, do you?
So I really won't do those. I'm really tight, like leotards.
You'd look great.
Everywhere.
You'd look great. You should do the show. Jeremy, you should do the show. Can you imagine? Can you dance?
Come meet me
and Bruno.
I can dance.
I don't know if they've had anyone from X on the Beach on Strictly before.
Oh, no. God, I'll be the first one. I'll be really well behaved, though. I won't do any of that shit.
I remember that some people you think are going to be good and got rid of rhythm and they don't. Like Tom Evans was on. I remember thinking he's a good dancer and then he was on and he was like...
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between having a bop on a wedding, do you know what I mean? And actually learning a routine.
Don't you train for like a week before your show and you've got to really put your whole mind into it, because if you don't, then you one fall or whatever and you can get it wrong.
Yeah,
like,
and you can injure yourself.
Yeah, really badly.
It's 8 hours a day they train. That's supposed to be...
Yeah,
and they've got new dancers. No more Christina.
Christina's
not
your
in.
Good
and
Glenn, Christina.
Yeah, Christina has got a little beba.
Yeah.
Was she in Big Brother?
She
yes.
did.
Yeah, she
announced she was pregnant in Big Brother.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
Oh my God.
And I saw the baby the other week. So cute.
What's his name? Do we know it?
Yeah, little girl.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. she's. I saw the pictures. She's a cutie.
Yeah, she's cute.
Saw them in the Arrival
but
magazine.
Gleb's gone. Oh, Gleb's gone Dancing with the Stars. He was the only one I really
don't
fancied.
Don't even talk to me about Gleb. He was so fucking gorgeous.
So honestly. Saying that, I'd probably watch The X Factor because Gleb's not there.
They've got some new. They've got a ginger guy who is very hot.
Ginger? I don't do gingers.
Oh, do you not?
I've never ever.
I do all sorts. So. Not doesn't bother me.
all sorts, licorice.
I'm not a mad ginger person.
Are you
either,
not?
No.
Sometimes I think ginger, they can have that lovely skin and that lovely like bone.
What's your ideal man? I don't
Is
know.
It Gaspede or Parsnip?
100% no. And it's not my ex either.
We're not ex.
No, I'm like going for something new now. I don't know what it is, but
fresh.
It's got to be something
country
fresh.
Country boy.
And new.
What about a nice country boy?
I like black boys at the minute.
Nice, actually, the DJ who's dancing on Strictly, he's single.
Oh my God, he's gorgeous.
Is he?
Ore Aduba. He's the sports presenter from BBC Breakfast.
Can we Google him to show Jim?
Yeah,
I think she might like it. And he's single. He's single.
He's quite short though.
Oh, why does it always happen to me? Yeah. If I fancy someone, I'm like, yes, and they're about this.
They're short. Do you mind ages? Do you like younger, older, or don't mind?
I don't mind either younger or older, though. I don't like around my age. Yeah. I like one or the other.
I agree. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Either a toy boy or an older one.
Hold on, I'm just going to get a picture.
I like that.
So, Jem, the future, you're quite open to doing one of these sort of shows. What about the jungle? Because you're quite a gutsy girl.
Oh, hang on, who's this? Oh, he's fit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
We've
made
a match. Like a tracksuit,
though, not a suit.
Yeah, well, he's on BBC Breakfast.
Right.
You know,
he's hooded up night tracksuit.
We don't know what he's like off screen.
He looks quite cool there.
Yeah, he looks all right.
I think he looks hot.
I don't like the tie. But anyway, we can work with that.
We'll work with it.
But this is the thing. This isn't the thing with you girls, though. I have to say,
go for a bad boy.
Yeah, we need to not go for the tracksuit.
Yeah, you need to avoid the tracksuits like the fucking plague. Honestly, the tracksuit, the tattoos, the
No, I don't mind not having the tattoos. But
do you
mind
a guy if he hasn't got tattoos? What if he says, "Look, yeah, I don't want a tattoo."
I kind of prefer guys that have tattoos because nowadays people have so many tattoos that don't even mean anything, especially boys, and they're just following a trend. So.
Yes.
I mean, no tattoos I do actually prefer. And if any good-looking lad says to me, I might start getting a sleeve, I would just say, no, don't
do
it.
Well, so many men have sleeves now,
just don't do it.
Bear's got one, isn't he?
Yeah,
do you like the sleeve on men? It depends what it is. Because I sometimes look at them and some of them are hot. I don't know. They have to be either
covered or have none, I think.
Yeah, I agree there.
Do you have any, Lizzie?
No, I don't.
I thought you might have a little skull on your
virgin.
Bum or something.
No, I don't. I haven't even got a little, dolphin.
I'll take you for your first one. We'll get a little one.
I'll let you do it. You can do it somewhere no one will see.
Can I do it as well?
Have you ever done one?
One myself, like there, like just.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah,
look
yeah.
like 12-year-old drew on my hand.
I get quite pretty scared.
Is that not quite scary?
No, it's, oh my God, it's dangerous, addictive. Like, it's so fun.
Yeah, because is it addictive? Because the more you want. Because yours tell a story. I love the cat. This is the Black Panther.
Yeah, it's a Black Panther. I didn't have that last time.
No, you didn't.
No, that's new.
That's one of my newest ones, yeah. And I've got that. Oh, I got this yesterday. That's
oh my God, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, the Joker, Why So
Serious?
My favourite villain.
Wow.
So.
Did you see Pete dressed as a Joker on Celebrity Big Brother? He did the face and he looked really good.
Who?
Did you see Bear?
Bear.
Yeah.
Did you see Bear as a Joker?
Yeah.
Were they asked to do that? Or did he? I think he just did it.
Oh, it was weird, but he looked really good.
That probably
it?
Yeah. Wouldn't be something he just rocked up.
Yeah, exactly. If they asked him, he wouldn't have done it.
So you think he's going to win then, do you think?
I do think he's going to win, yeah. I'm not saying whether I want him to or not. I am his friend and I do not condone a lot of things he's done, but I think that if he won, it would probably show. Like, usually the quiet, boring one wins, and I'm just bored of
it. It's actually so many people have said Bear's winning it.
Mm. He is. I mean, he's been saved every single week, and he's up for.
But that's because he's entertaining.
When it comes to the final, it might change. I think.
Yeah, and he's such a mischievous. Like heavy when he got all those nominations, and he's in the little room going, "Oh, seven people hate you. Yeah. Seven people." He's winding him up, and then he. explodes.
I know,
his food.
Exactly.
He's like, I can't believe he's done that.
I can't believe it.
Genuinely. Yeah. But he's not shocked. He's not. No. He's not. Getting exactly. Out of the bloody drunk makes me so angry.
He's making my boys go, really, my youngest can't stop laughing. He watches Bet and he's in hysterics.
Yeah, he's so.
So
funny.
I think for the younger lot, he's really entertaining. Yeah.
Gemma, I do have to ask you, we've only got a couple of minutes left of the show. Have you made up with Vicky now? Because I know you had some awkwardness.
Yeah, 100%. Right, yeah. I mean, we didn't even follow up properly. We just, I can understand it was a bit difficult for her that I was, you know, friends with Bear, and I would never meet up with Bear without having to be, you know, X on the Beach related stuff. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we're absolutely fine now.
That's good.
Yeah, 100%.
And I have to say, she's gorgeous. She's like one of my favourites.
Well, yeah.
Yay. I love Gem.
We'll get you in all the time.
I love it in Gemma. Yeah, you're very
relaxed.
You're very good, actually.
I can sit well. Got you thinking.
I like Gemma. Yeah. Gemma, thanks for coming to FUBAR. I'd love to have more time with you, but it's been bumper packed.
Next time, we'll do an end of series one. How about that?
That would be great. And we want to know all the little
bits.
Keep
your eyes on OK
Online.
I'll
tell you the truth about all of them. I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, please. We'd love that.
Bring some of them in if they're.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them I definitely won't.
We're going to do an X on the Beast special show. Why don't we do that?
We did a Big Brother one, and that went down very well.
Yeah, why don't we do an X on the Beast special and you can host it with us? Right, Stephen, it's the end.
I mean, it's passed us by, like,
it's
boom,
gone so
done.
Quick. Thank you to all our guests. Grant Bovey, Zara Holland put it straight about loose women today, which was great. She wasn't as hassled off. What was it? They were saying she got...
Oh, yeah, but, like, she taken down.
Taken
yeah,
down.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So we've got to put that straight. But it's been a wonderful loads of guests.
And thank you, Gemma.
Gorgeous,
and we'll get
Gemma
you back
Lucy.
On.
Thank you
Gemma,
so
come
much.
Back I've soon, darling. Yes. And lovely to see you. And thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye.
Don't let me down. me down, down, down.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.